It's been less than 2 weeks since two cases of coronavirus were identified at a Falmouth retirement community. Now there are at least six residents or staff who've tested positive for the virus, and life there is now different than it was before. But despite the isolation and the uncertainty, some residents are taking the events in stride. Fred Bever reports.
The 400-plus residents of Ocean View live in varied situations, from independent arrangements and standalone cottages and in apartments to assisted living and memory care facilities. Roberta Stothart, a Los Angeles transplant, says she waited 7 years for a first-floor garden apartment to become available.
Then one day they called and said, "Have we got just the perfect apartment for you?" And I said, "You know what? I'll be there in 5 minutes." And I walked in and I said, "Oh, that's a beauty. I'll take it."
That was 3 years ago, and the 86-year-old Stothart hasn't looked back. Although it was disconcerting, she says, when she learned earlier this month that this strange new virus apparently had surfaced close by.
That was a shock. We thought we were kind of isolated up here and would get through without anyone getting sick. But my neighbor, who's sick now, had gone to a dinner party with her weekly group of about eight people. They would eat dinner in the grill right here at the building. And one of those people got sick.
Soon, word went out from Ocean View's management. One person living in one of the cottages had tested presumptively positive for the coronavirus. Other residents were being monitored, and residents should stay in their rooms as much as possible. Food and supplies would be brought to them. Local officials partially closed the roads into the campus, allowing only authorized visitors there. It's a marked change for this ordinarily gregarious community.
And there's no one standing around in the halls talking. I mean, in a normal day, everybody's out and about chatting. Absolutely, now it's deserted. No one is in the halls. And even the some of the help has been cut back, like our weekly maid is not coming and the cleaning ladies, and we're on our own completely.
Stothart is able to literally talk over the fence to one of her daughters, Betta, a Falmouth resident who makes daily visits. She seems a little more worried about the situation than does her mother.
So I go to her screen door and her porch, and I leave food, and she'll come out on the patio, and I'll stand 6 feet away or more, and we've been having, you know, conversations and just checking in with each other. And I want to just see her every day and make sure she's looking good. She still looks fine to me. She seems healthy at this point, no symptoms at all.
Betta Stothart says while Ocean View staff seems entirely competent, the coronavirus is still a daunting threat. She says she's concerned that the federal government is sending mixed messages, which could encourage complacency and prompt people such as her mother, tired of living in a silo, to unnecessarily venture beyond their quarters.
You know, even though they may be doing a superlative job, I just feel very, very nervous.
But maintaining a confident attitude seems the rule of the day among some residents. Molly Heron, 79, lives in one of the cottages. She returned there after a birthday visit to New York City on the same day that the first case at Ocean View was publicized on the grounds via email and otherwise.
Everybody has a little wicker basket outside his or her door, and they put notices in there. So everybody also got a notice, a written notice.
Heron says the initial shelter-in-your-rooms rule seemed a little harsh, but that's loosened a bit, and everyone is doing their best to find a way to keep positive and active.
I walk every day. My plan is to walk with a neighbor who's not so great about getting herself out, and she has a dog, so she has to get out some. And we're going to walk on different sides of the street.
And as with Roberta Stothart, Heron has a daughter living nearby, whose anxieties are higher than her own.
I'm very happy here. And it is an institution, but it's a very good one, and they take good care of us. And I got a call today from the nurse making sure I was okay.
Ocean View owner John Wasileski declined comment for this story, saying through a spokesman he was too busy calling and checking on as many residents as he can. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.